Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Brian, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, this money would have gone towards some woman's student loans, if not for you, so keep it up. I'm a 34-year-old guy living in Florida who kind of went straight from red pill rage to MGTOW, which I think is good. My last serious relationship lasted about 5 years, and ended about a year ago. I think the one thing that I remember the most that pissed me off, but didn't do anything about, was actually when we checked out of this expensive new rich person's 7-story shopping plaza. I was just walking around a few steps ahead of her, scoping out everything because it was overwhelming. She got mad that I was leaving her behind, and asked me in a very disrespectful tone, "Am I here alone?" over and over again, as if me being 2 steps ahead and not holding her hand meant we were strangers. I was literally just walking and looking at the cool shiny things in this rich person mall. Anyway, it was tense and annoying leading us up to this popular Mexican-themed restaurant at the top of this huge mall. We finally made it and she was pissed at me the whole dinner, but the waiter guy and I hit it off. When I would joke with him, he loved it and kept telling her how awesome I was. She was pissed. I just kept on smiling. It was great. Anyway, I decided that day that no one should ever talk to me like that ever again, especially not in a relationship. I find that specific tone of disrespect in every long-term couple that I know, and it goes for both genders. I feel it's only possible once a certain amount of time has passed, and the couple are 1, extremely comfortable, and 2, know about each other's insecurities enough to call out on random comments at friends' gatherings and family parties. It has always made me incredibly uncomfortable, and it is the same tone my ex had that day. I also had a crush on this girl that I met when my former roommate and I lived together. But I had just started my 5-year relationship back then. A little back after the breakup, I contacted her on Instagram, and we clicked and everything felt good. My sleep schedule was messed up because I was working nights, and I slept a lot of odd hours. Because of that, some days, I was very talkative and flirty, while on other days I was exhausted and withdrawn when we'd normally chat. Being this way was apparently perceived as being inconsistent to her. She basically expected me to always keep the energy I was expending jumping through hoops to entertain her and make her feel special. I also worked alternating weekends and wouldn't talk to her unless I wanted to see her. I didn't see the point in communicating during the day, only to say, "Okay, bye. Gotta go to work now." One weekend I worked and slept during the day and prepared for the night. And then she texted me around 5 p.m. and said, "Why didn't you ask me to hang out today if you didn't work?" And I said that, I did work, which is why I didn't hit her up. And then all was forgiven. But being punished and confronted for breaking invisible rules that aren't real rubbed me the wrong way, and I realized everything was a game and I was tired of it. Human was the first person I ever saw that introduced me to MGTOW, so I hadn't gone through the red pill rage yet. I think after that period of time died down, I was able to hear the words of you, Human, and everyone else who actually preaches MGTOW truth and not PUA BS. Thanks for reading. Well, Brian, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Before I get to it, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his 2-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women dominating men by constantly complaining about our behavior, Clown World Show. In the first part of your story, Brian, you walked into a mall in front of your ex of 5 years in a way that she understood as asserting dominance with your body language by walking in front of her. Women around here in Kukistan, Canada, walk 5 or 6 feet ahead of the man while yapping or typing on their phones, while the man pushes the baby carriage or walks the dog behind her. In that particular train of life, the woman comes first, then the baby or bulldog, and finally the simp. Canadian guys don't seem to complain about being this way, and because of that, no wonder people have voted for rubber ducky socks Justin Trudeau. It's crazy that you threw away a 5-year relationship because she didn't approve of you getting excited, losing track of her, and walking into the mall ahead of her. That second woman that you got together with, she was paranoid that you might actually be seeing another woman, and women don't generally allow you to have a free day for yourself. It's like that Bill Burr video where women like to fill up all the free time that you have with useless crap. I put a link in the description to a stand-up comedy routine where he says that you can't have a day off when you have a girlfriend. I was originally going to call this video, All Women Are Narcissists, and I'll explain why in a moment. But the question we should all ask is, why can't you have free time when you have a girlfriend? They expect every moment of your time and attention and effort for you to be consistent, as you pointed out, Brian, because she's getting her narcissistic supply from you and at the same time exhausting you so she can program you with what she finds a priority in life. Usually that's about hanging around with her family on the weekends where she and other women can also supervise your behavior and train you like a proper man. Sorry, dog. When it comes to giving Western women attention and feeding their narcissism, I never had an issue talking to women in an intense way for hours until 2015, when it started stressing me out and I started getting reflux disease because of it, at least partially. The reflux went away after dietary changes, but when I didn't know what was going on, it was aggravated by 2 hours of talking with girlfriends every day. A few of them admitted they enjoyed the attention and didn't really care about what we talked about, so long as that attention kept flowing. I was feeding them with their ego-boosting narcissistic supply. I've also mentioned before that women can't love you, so they actually don't know if you're actually in love with them. The empathy gap means that they need constant attention and validation to feel secure that their connection with you is going strong. But in Western society, this has been taken to the extreme, and they oftentimes get abusive if the attention stops even slightly, as you witness, Brian. In traditional Eastern societies, the disrespect from the men flows towards the women, where narcissistic men say things to the wives like, "Your cooking isn't as good as your mother's," or "Your mother knew how to keep a clean house and you don't." Most men will become narcissistic in a traditional society, where women give them attention and constant effort. But in a way, that power is put on the men to make them feel good about themselves, so the man doesn't know that the woman is actually using her covert power in the relationship. But in the West, women have both covert and overt power, and they refuse to share either. Even in the East, women eventually become disrespectful. Brian, you mentioned that this is possible after a certain amount of time. It's inevitable because nature doesn't like a power vacuum. When you're happy in love, you don't want to exert power over the one you love. But over time, you may have dissatisfaction with your partner and try and take it out on them by controlling or dominating them so you can modify them to suit your own selfish ego. That's not love. That's bitterness and spite. Eventually, if you're a woman and you suspect your partner has even the slightest amount of freedom and autonomy, you have to eliminate it because it's a potential threat to you, the tyrant with titties. In the West, women behave this way towards the men, because society sanctions it as socially acceptable behavior. While in other parts of the world, like Afghanistan, it's unacceptable, and the woman is expected to serve the man as a baby-making machine and housekeeper. In many Eastern cultures, like the one I just mentioned, women have no time off from homemaking and child-rearing. But when women come to the West, they see that other women are narcissistic and free to mistreat their husbands. So they then take their frustration and use it as ammunition to destroy their husbands. Men in the East have far more time off, while men in the West have very little when it comes to work. But that doesn't mean that the men in the East are not obligated to listen to their girlfriends and wives yap about pointless stuff in the same way for sex. It doesn't mean the traditional women won't nag and complain. I see them using the shame and guilt of cooking and housekeeping to try and control men. When you're in a relationship, you're working even when you aren't working. Plus, if you're anything like myself, then your IQ drops when you're in love. It becomes harder to think around women as well as at your job. Your mind is handicapped and you have no time to rest. Brian, you were just expected to walk side by side or behind that girlfriend at the mall. You needed to be her equal or her subordinate. I'm all for equality, but the problem is that it always left a power vacuum in relationships because I don't like others imposing their will on me and I don't feel right imposing my will on others. Once the disrespect and power grab begins to happen, I'm out of there. The same as you, Brian, even before I went my own way. I've always wanted a woman that could resist the temptation to try and control me. Not a single one of them has been able to resist it, and therefore, not a single one of them has been able to escape becoming narcissistic and making things about themselves in the West. It might take years for them to become like that, and for it to finally happen, and for that resentment to build up in them. But it's there, and it's upsetting and tragic. Even when they appear to be altruistic and giving, it seems like their behavior is for some sort of nefarious time-controlling purpose. After all, they are human beings, and we are human doings. And a man doing things for a woman can't be given enough time to figure out why she wants him to do those things in the first place. He's supposed to spend all of his free time thinking about how he should do things for that woman. But he rarely stops to question why she wants those things done. Brian, when you're at work, you can't provide attention. And so she backed off because you're under someone else's control in order to bring home a paycheck that you spend on her. She will tolerate that because you don't have control of your time. Someone else does. But when you have free time, it belongs to her as well. There is another word for when you as a man don't have any of your own time. That word is slavery. Bill Burr brings up what happens when women monopolize your time and don't give you any free time. Yet he doesn't ask the question as why it happens in the first place. It's like the Merovingian in the Matrix films. He asks the question why, and says that if you don't know why, then you have no power. If you don't know why you do the things that you do, then you're a serf. Bill Burr is a serf that laughs at his own slavery like a court jester, entertaining the king, or in this case, the queen. The only men that have time are free men, free from relationships. The MRAs, PUAs, and incels are not truly free. Incels are like slaves trying to find a plantation or master regardless of how she treats them. The MRAs are looking for a master that won't whip them too hard. The PUAs are looking for a master that will make them feel like she is the slave before turning the tables on them when they don't see it coming. MGTOWs are the only ones that are free because we don't have to spend any of our free time catering to the cooch and feeding it attention, our pension, and our erection. Not to mention paying off some woman's useless gender studies degree instead of saving your money or sending some to a sane man so he can invest it in dividend-paying stocks or growth stocks and help free his time to make his virtual lover bots. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Brian for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that girlfriends and wives smash all your free time, and if you don't give it all to them, they give you the cold shoulder. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that monopolize all your time to make sure that other women don't have time to steal you away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.